Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Voting for second phase of Lok Sabha elections completed peacefully in 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Political fate of 1,202 candidates sealed in EVMs. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of polling. Leaders of all political parties engage in rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. Heat wave continues to affect normal life in Odisha. Met Department issues red alert for several districts. And in archery, World Cup Stage 1, India's Jyoti Surekha Venom and Abhishek Verma storm into compound mixed team final in Shanghai. In IPL cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings underway at the Eden Gardens. Moderate to brisk polling has been reported in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir went to poll in this phase. These include 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in this phase, has been postponed to the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and concluded at 6 in the evening. Our correspondents from different parts of the country reported that long queues of voters were witnessed at various polling booths. Special enthusiasm was seen among youth and women voters. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, were in the fray in this phase. In Chhattisgarh, peaceful polling took place in 3 constituencies, Kanker, Mahasamund and Rajnandgaon. According to the data received so far, around 73% of voting has been recorded. Our correspondent has the details.
Voters shown unprecedented enthusiasm in the second phase of polling. The 3 Lok Sabha constituencies of the state where voting took place today are affected by the problem of left-wing extremism. However, voters cast their votes ignoring the threat and fear of Naxalites and expressed their commitment to democracy. In many places, the bride and groom and their family members took an active part in this great festival of democracy. The credit for this unprecedented voting goes to the tight security arrangements as well as the campaign run by the Election Commission to make voters aware and motivating them to vote. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
In Uttar Pradesh, polling on 8 seats of the second phase of general elections was completed peacefully. More than 52% polling was recorded at these seats. Highest 61.89% polling was recorded in Amroha, while Mathura has the lowest turnout of 46.96%. More from our correspondent.
Barring some incidents of glitches in EVMs, overall polling was peaceful in the second phase of elections in the state. In Amroha, people were very enthusiastic in using their franchise. Some even came to polling station amidst much fanfare. First-time voters, Divyangs and women, arrived in large numbers at the polling booths to cast their votes. Today's polling will decide fate of many political stalwarts, including senior BJP leader and former union minister Mahesh Sharma, film stars Hema Malini and Arun Govil, former BSP MP and Congress SP Alliance candidate Danish Ali and senior RLD leader Rajkumar Sangwan. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Karnataka, election in the 14 constituencies concluded without any untoward incident. The state registered an overall polling percentage of 64.55% as of 5 p.m. More from our correspondent.
The heat, dust and long queues did not discourage the voters to come out and vote in several booths of the 14 constituencies that went to polls today. There were celebrities, political leaders, technocrats and ex-servicemen who stood along with others in the line waiting for their turn to cast their vote. There were also the newlywed couples, senior citizens, youth who came out with enthusiasm. A hospital in Bengaluru facilitated voting for 41 of its inpatients with the help of election authorities. Several hotels in Bengaluru served free masala dosa, laddu and cool drinks for free or at discounts to the voters. Online taxi service providers had offered free service to the aged and specially abled to go and vote. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
In Assam, the second phase of voting for the 5 parliamentary constituencies passed off peacefully with a voter turnout around 70.68% till the time of filing of this report.
Assam voted in the second phase of parliamentary elections peacefully today for the Dorong-Odalguri, Nogaon, Difu, Silchar and Karimgarh constituencies. In this phase, 61 candidates, including 2 women, were in fray. Karimgarh parliamentary constituency has the highest 24 candidates, while Difu has 5 candidates. Chief Electoral Officer Assam informed that voting were held at 9,133 polling stations amid tight security and webcasting in around 55% polling stations. Polling officials are bringing back the EVMs to the strong rooms with GPS-enabled tracking vehicles after the successful conclusion of voting. Aminul Haq Jodhar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Kerala, polling for all 20 constituencies was held today in a single phase. The state had recorded a polling of over 70% as per official sources till 7 this evening.
High polling was reported in Kerala today in spite of the soaring temperature and heat wave alert in the state. Since morning, most of the polling booths had seen large queue of voters. Polling was very peaceful in the state except few technical issues which was rectified later. Kerala had witnessed high intense campaign in the last months as the three major fronts, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF, CPIM-led LDF had left no stone unturned for ensuring victory for their sides. 194 candidates are in play for the 20 Lok Sabha seats in Kerala. Kerala had grabbed national attention with the presence of senior BJP candidates like Rajiv Chandrasekhar, V. Muralidharan, K. Surendran and prominent Congress leaders like Shashi Tharoor, Rahul Gandhi, Mayusha, for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Voting for Lok Sabha elections have now been completed in the states of Kerala, Rajasthan, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Sikkim, Manipur, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Puducherry, Lakshadweep and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general elections has gained momentum with senior leaders of major political parties crisscrossing the country to garner votes in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public gatherings today at Malda in West Bengal and Munger and Araria in Bihar. At Munger, referring to RJD rule in Bihar, Mr. Modi said Munger suffered the most during the Jungle Raj. He said the NDA government, however, under the leadership of JDU and BJP, has brought it out of that darkness. He said this election is to make India strategically and economically developed. On the other hand, leaders of opposition Grand Alliance are holding multiple election rallies in the poll-bound parliamentary segments of the third and fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee participated in a public meeting at Ghatal Parliamentary Constituency. She accused the centre of not giving funds to the state for various welfare schemes. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public rally at Vijayapura in Bijapur Lok Sabha constituency of Karnataka. He promised loan waiver to farmers and legal guarantee on MSP on agri produce. In Madhya Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Ashoknagar and Rajgarh Lok Sabha constituencies today. On the other hand, MP State Congress President Jitu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka and former Union Minister Arun Yadav campaigned in Burhanpur today. In Uttar Pradesh, high voltage campaigning was seen today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in Bareilly district. BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also accompanied him. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav held a rally in Etah district. BSP coordinator and star campaigner of the party Akash Anand also addressed gatherings in Ambedkar Nagar and Kaushambi Lok Sabha constituencies. The filing of nominations began today for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections with the issuance of notification. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. Scrutiny of nominations for fourth phase was taken up today. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the pleas seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines, EVMs, data with voter verifiable paper audit trail VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwari Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. On to other news, Odisha continued to sizzle as the mercury soared past 40 degrees Celsius in almost all places across the state today. Mercury soared beyond 44 degrees Celsius at Angul, Bolangir, Bodh and Nuapara, making these the hottest places in the state. Most of the western Odisha towns recorded a temperature of 43 degrees Celsius or more. Coastal pockets were spared the heat, although humidity levels rose, making life uncomfortable. Our correspondent reports that the Met Office has issued a red alert for several districts.
Last week, the mercury soared to 45 degrees Celsius in different places in the state. The Bhubaneswar Met Office has predicted that there will be no change in the weather conditions and a gradual rise in the maximum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius in several parts of the state over the next 4 days. The Met Office in this regard issued red warning to several districts. S.N. Patnaik, Akashvani News, Cuttack.
On the sports, in archery, India's Jyoti Sureka Venom and Abhishek Verma stormed into the compound mixed team final at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai today. In a close match, the world number 2 Indian team triumphed over their Mexican opponents Andrea Becerra and Lord Massimo Ortiz 155-151. Venom and Verma will face the lower-ranked Estonian siblings Robin Ratma and Lysel Ratma in the final clash tomorrow. Jyoti is already in the hunt for a hat-trick of top podium finishes, as she has advanced to the women's compound section final and the semi-final of the individual section earlier. In women's recurve category, three-time Olympian India's Deepika Kumari advanced to the semi-finals today. In IPL, cricket match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings is underway at the Eden Gardens. Put into bat first, Kolkata were 246 for 4 in 18.3 overs a short while ago. Punjab won the toss and opted to bowl. Currently, Kolkata stands second in the points table with 5 wins from 7 matches, while Punjab stands 9th with only 2 wins from 8 matches. In the first match tomorrow, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 3:30 p.m. While in the second match, Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with the table toppers Rajasthan Royals at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting for second phase of Lok Sabha elections completed peacefully in 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Political fate of 1,202 candidates sealed in EVMs. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of polling. Leaders of all political parties engage in rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. Heat wave continues to affect normal life in Odisha. Met Department issues red alert for several districts. And in archery, World Cup Stage 1, India's Jyoti Sureka Venom and Abhishek Verma storm into compound mixed team final in Shanghai. In IPL cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings underway at Eden Gardens. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.